Harper Audio presents The Maitrees by Annie Dillard, performed by David Rashi. Copyright 2007 by Annie Dillard. Production copyright 2007 by HarperCollins Publishers. Prologue. The Maitrees were young long ago. They lived on what still seems antiquity's very surface. It was the tip of Cape Cod, that exposed and mineral sand spit. The peninsula here was narrow between waters. Its average elevation was 15 feet. It spiraled counterclockwise from the scarps of Truro and came rumbling over dunes to the harbor, Provincetown, inside the spiral. The town name of Provincetown was, for a time, Cape Cod. Generations before Jamestown, let alone Plymouth, British fishermen loaded their holds with split cod. No Wampanoag-Nauset tribes, not even Pamets, settled on Provincetown's poor sand or scrub woods. They were farmers. At river mouths as far north as Truro, however, Nauset stayed and built permanent villages more thickly than in most of New England, for clams and oysters abounded. And south of the Namskaket Creeks, they found soil for squash and corn. The Maitrees' lives, like the Nausets, played out before the backdrop of fixed stars. The way of the world could be slight, then and now, but rarely, among individuals, vicious. The slow heavens marked ours. They lived often outside. They drew every breath from a wad of air just then crossing from salt water to salt water. Their sand spit was a naked strand.